Bird's Eye View, Number 11. Davy and Abigail typifying the warring Christ and the warring Church, 16 to 22nd of May. Roman numeral 1. 1 Samuel 25, 1b to 44 is a record of David's dealing with Nabal and Abigail. B. David responded to Abigail's appeal by blessing Jehovah, who sent her to meet him, and also by sending her, who kept him from entering into bloodshed and from avenging himself by his own hand. C. Abigail's beauty and wisdom called David, and after Nabal's death, he took her as his wife, and she became his counterpart in warfare. Roman numeral 2. David typifies the warring Christ in the midst of the suffering. 1 Samuel 28-27. Please forgive the transgression of your female servant, for Jehovah will no doubt make a sure house for my Lord, because my Lord fights the battle of Jehovah, and no evil will be found in you throughout your days. Matthew 12:3. But he said to them, have you not read what David did when he became hungry and those who were with him? B. David's being established by God is seen in his repeated victories over the Philistine. Thus, he is a type of the warrior Christ. C. Because Jehovah is a warrior fighting in the battle for us and triumphing over all our enemies, he is our triumph, our victory. D. 2b. Christ will come with his bride as his army, and with her he will fight against Antichrist and his armies. E. 1. In his earthly ministry, the victorious Christ defeated the devil and destroyed his works. 2. In his crucifixion, the victorious Christ cast out of the world of his word, destroyed the devil, caused the rulers and authorities to be stripped off, and nailed to death. 3. The resurrection of the victorious Christ declares that he is victorious over death. 4. In his ascension, the victorious Christ led captive those taken captive, who released us from the usurping hand of Satan and brought us to the highest place in the universe. 5. The victorious Christ will come as a fighting general, a warrior, with his army to fight Antichrist, the king under him, and their armies at Armageddon. Roman numeral 3. Abigail typifies the warring church in the midst of the suffering. A. From 1 Samuel 25 onward, Abigail was always at the side of David, a warrior, and followed him in his wars. B. A type of Abigail portrays our need to be one with Christ in his suffering. 1. The affliction of Christ are of two categories, those for accomplishing redemption, which were completed by Christ himself, and those for producing and building the church, which needs to be fulfilled up by the apostle and the believers. 2. Small b. All those who participate in the service of the church or in the ministry must be ready to partake of the afflictions of the steward. This means that we must be willing to pay whatever price is necessary to fulfill our stewardship. C. The type of Abigail portrays a church participation with the Lord Jesus in spiritual warfare. 1 small b. The totality of the overcomers becomes the bride to be the counterpart of Christ, and this counterpart becomes Christ's army to defeat Antichrist at Armageddon. Revelations 19:11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sits on it called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. 14. And the armies which are in heaven followed him on the white horse, dressed in fine linen, white and clean. 15. And out of his mouth proceeds a sharp sword, that with it he might smite the nation, and he will shepherd them with an iron rod. 2. Not only must God's internal purpose be fulfilled and the desire of his heart be satisfied, but God's enemy must be defeated. For this the church must be a warrior. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be empowered in the Lord and in the might of his strength. 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the stratagems of the devil. 12. For our wrestling is not against blood and flesh, but against rulers, against authorities, against the old rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenlies. 3a. Spiritual warfare has its source in the conflict between the divine will and the satanic will. 14. Satan is terrified of the church as the body of Christ, the corporate warrior fighting against him and his kingdom. 5. Christ will marry the one who has been fighting the battle against God's enemy for years. Revelations 19:7. Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. 13. And his name is called the Word of God. Roman numeral 4. The type of Abigail portrays a believer who goes forth unto Jesus outside the camp, bearing his reproach. A. 2. Small b. When we touch the Lord in the inner chamber, in the Holy of Holies, in the sacred place, we can be likened to the Shulamite. Song of Songs 6:13. Return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, while we may gaze at you. Why should you gaze at the Shulamite, as upon the dance of two camps? C. When we testify before the Lord and work for the Lord in our outward living, we can be likened to Abigail wandering with David in the wilderness. B. 2. Like a Shulamite and Solomon, we remain in the place of ivory and fellowship with the Lord inwardly. And like Abigail, we outwardly live and work by following David to war and suffering. For inwardly, we have the enjoyment of the Shulamite in the secret place, and outwardly, we have the public living of the Abigail. Hebrews 10:19. Having therefore boldness for entering the Holy of Holies in the blood of Jesus. 20. Which entrance he initiated for us as a new and living way through the veil, that is, his flesh. 13:13. Let us therefore go forth unto him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. 6:19. Which we have as an anchor of the soul, both secure and firm, and which enters within the veil. 20. Where the forerunner, Jesus, has entered for us.